Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. Today we are going to be talking about negative entities and energies. Can they harm or possess you? I had this question in the Higher Purpose Learning Group. For those of you who are not in the group or don't know what that is, I have my Facebook page, and I have a Higher Purpose Learning Group that sometimes I post on the Facebook page, or you can get it through my email list or on my website, you can get there. And in this group, we have a lot of people where we have lots of discussions about spiritual things and, you know, astral travel or dreaming or sleeping, or like in this case, somebody had actually asked about the negative entities in that group. And so we have discussions, I do spirit chats, I answer questions. And so for those of you who aren't in it, you might enjoy it. It's, I check into the group daily, if not every, you know, other day, and I answer questions in there. But this particular subject had gotten quite a bit of response, so I thought the need to do a radio show on this. And basically her concern was that she had watched, you know, she has been subjected or like, she's seen horror movies or like The Exorcist is a big one, any types of those kinds of movies. And it gives you an image of possession and how that works. And so I'm going to explain this a little bit more and break it down, as I had told some people, because I also talked to another girl this week who had children who was seeing spirits. And that's going to be another radio show that I'm going to do. But I finally asked her, what is your main concern over seeing spirits? And she said, well, I watched The Exorcist when I was little, and she was worried about possession. And that's a valid fear that people who don't really understand what's happening, it scares people. And so I want to kind of put these fears to rest for you guys and explain more of what happens, and if that can happen to you or not. So we'll just start out by saying the stuff that you see on the movies, first off, is just that, what you see in the movies. The chances of you becoming possessed by a spirit, or someone you know becoming possessed by a spirit, is you have a probably way better shot of hitting the lottery. I mean, or even knowing somebody who, it's like ridiculous the odds of that actually happening. And so the reason I know a lot of this stuff is because I am a channel. And so what is a channel? A channel is someone who can actually merge with a spirit, or I can go into a trance-like state and spirits can merge with me and come in to my body and talk through me or with me. I can allow them fully in, which means that I can allow them to kind of take over as a vessel. You become sort of removed from your body and they can talk through you, or I can merge with them and their words and stuff come through me. They sort of come out my mouth without, it's a very strange feeling for those of you who do not know what it is, or maybe have done it yourself and don't know what it is. You basically are talking without anything registering kind of in the brain. It's like you don't have a thought process that goes along with it, just words start coming out your mouth. So that's another way that you can do that. And because I can do that, I know that there has to be permission for any spirit or entity to merge with you. But before we get into that aspect of the stuff, there's one very, very important thing that people need to know. Just like this girl that I talked about with the children, everybody vibrates differently. We all vibrate, and I know you guys have heard me talk about this like 1,018,000 times, but I'm going to repeat it again for those of you who maybe have forgotten or are new. When everybody vibrates energetically, let's just pretend like there's a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest. What happens is, for any spirit to really even merge with you, if you are a channel, because some of you might be going, well, my gosh, what if I'm a channel and I don't even know it? For any of you to have a spirit even merge with you, you have to be on the same vibration. You have to, like, give or take a number or two. So, for instance, most people vibrate at a 5 or a higher, we'll just say, on the scale of 1 to 10. Not as many people vibrate on a scale of like 1 to 3. That's like a really low number, okay? And so let's say you have good days and bad days, so you move along this vibrational scale, but you cannot, even if you are me, a spirit cannot merge with me. I cannot channel with a spirit if they do not match my vibration at all. So for those of you who are worried about spirits coming into your body and them being negative spirits like the Exorcist or whatever, in order for that even to happen, you would have to match that entity's vibration. And that vibration would be, obviously, if it would be something like the Exorcist or whatever, it would have to be a very, very low, low vibration. And if you were that low, I guarantee you, you would not even be listening to this radio show anyways, so it doesn't even matter. You wouldn't be remotely interested in anything spiritual or high vibration-wise or raising your own vibration. You would not be interested. So anyways, what happens is, if you don't match vibrations, you will repel a spirit out your body. It's the way I explain it to people is, it's like, you know how if you flip a magnet and the magnet repels? It's, if you don't match vibration, it's like you flip that magnet and try to stick it together. It will not work. It will repel a spirit away from your being, away from trying to merge with you. It will repel it out very sharply. It will not be able to merge. Now, if you match vibrations, it can be like the opposite part of a magnet. You can come together. You can attract. You can come together. And so anybody, again, who's worried about attracting a low entity, it's just, you would, like I said, you would have to be in such low vibration to attract anyone like those types, even if you were a channel, that you would not be listening to this show. Those types of people are very depressed, they're angry, they're basically what I call a gray spirit or a gray entity. Living people can have a different colors to their energy field. These people tend to be gray when they have a low vibration. Anybody who's interested in raising their vibration and that are basically good people tend to have a white color to their vibration. And so the people who that would happen with would be very low gray energies. They would be, that would be who could merge even if they had the ability to channel. Now, you still have to have the ability to channel as well. Now, what can affect you having very low vibration? Very negative, mean, ornery people tend to have a low vibration. Ones who are just... people who you would probably never have contact with. I mean, like, I'm intentional, you know, people who would be murderers or serial killers or just very mean people who want to see pain inflicted on others or want to see bad things happen to people. Those are very low vibration type people. Now, another thing that can cause a very low vibration would be a lot of alcohol abuse and or prescription medication drug addicts, or I guess, let me rephrase that, drug addicts in general can have a very low vibration, and they can not necessarily want to have a low vibration, but they absolutely will fall into a very low vibrating category if they are addicted to, especially white powder substances, if they're addicted to prescription medications, and if they are just non-functioning alcoholics. I mean, I'm talking people, not that you went out on Saturday night and got really hammered. I'm talking about people who are consistently cannot function without large sums of alcohol. Now, interestingly enough, when we were having this conversation in the Higher Purpose Learning Group, somebody did ask me about marijuana, weed, well, will that affect it? Weirdly enough, natural type things do not tend to have the same effect on people's vibration. They do not, I whenever I'm around people who have smoked, they do not have the same feel, and it, their vibration does not lower in the same way that it does if you're taking heavy painkiller type prescriptions and you're taking a lot of them. And now, of course, you want to take those things if you need them, but I'm talking about addicts, people who are taking them not because they need them, but because they are addicted to them. The other thing is I noticed that another thing that can lower your vibration, and this doesn't mean it's going to lower your vibration to a 1, 2, or 3 to possession. That's not what it means. I'm just explaining to you guys what some of the things do that actually lower your vibration. I've seen antidepressants do it when people take too many antidepressants. They get in a vibration where they're, you know, around somewhere between a 4 and a 5. They just, they cannot, their vibration lowers quite a bit. So let's sort of recap this a little bit, and then I'm going to get into the channeling portion. So in order to have any of that stuff happen to you, you have to be able to channel somewhat. Secondly, you would have to match a vibration of a lower entity to have any type of negative spirit merge with you, talk through you, or any type of possession happen. That being said, the only type of people that that can merge with a lower type entity is people who operate or vibrate at a very low scale. And if not, you will repel like a magnet. It doesn't even, it's not a conscious decision. It's an energetic thing. So you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, I need to keep my vibration high so I can repel them. No, it just is. It just is that your vibration will naturally be higher. And so the third thing is there has to be some type of permission given. And in order to do that, they're like when, if we're talking about people who are like maybe, let's take a drug addict for instance, those people are at such rock bottom sometimes that they're just like whatever, they'll do anything for a fix or to feel different or better or for their drug or whatnot. And so they just, they give in to lots of things that they wouldn't normally give in to, and that is some type of permission. And so then other people who want to, who are not necessarily good people, who like to see other people suffer and whatnot, you know, those people gladly accept in lower entities because they match their vibration and they're gladly giving permission because they want to see havoc wreaked in, you know, around them. So that's a whole different thing. Now, if you are vibrating higher, even if you would like to merge with a higher entity or like a higher vibration spirit, you still have to give some type of permission for them to merge with your physical body, which is the vessel that you use while you're here. There has to be some type of an agreement or an acknowledgement that it's okay. So if you're a channel and you're concerned about it even merging with higher vibration spirits, you still have to give some sort of permission. It doesn't have to be a prayer that's like, yes, I will, you know, let you in. It can just be a knowing of, yes, you're allowed, that type of thing. So in order, the lower vibration spirits cannot affect you if you're a high vibration. They can affect you, but they're not going to merge with you if you're a higher vibration. So long story short, there is, you really basically, the chances again of you experiencing for that to happen, for you to know somebody that that happens to, I mean, unless you're in the line of work of, you know, I don't know, I guess, helping people who think other people are possessed, you know, the chances of you running into that type of thing is so slim to none. It's ridiculous. And the movies are the movies for a reason. They're just there for entertainment. It is the entertainment industry. Those stories are not based on real life. Even if you go back and research some of the ones that said that they are based on real life, they say they are based on facts. You go research those particular ones, and you'll find that there was so much stuff that wasn't true. Like, I think Poltergeist was one of them that said it was based on real facts, and if you go research it, most of that was made up. It was not factual, and there was like a lawsuit or something that surrounded that as well. So as far as your lovely, beautiful kids are concerned, or you're concerned, as you're learning to develop and you're learning to speak with your spirit guide and tune into higher spirits, don't be afraid this is going to happen, because it's just not going to happen. I mean, you're in most people who even practice merging with higher spirits or high vibration spirits have a hard time just even doing that, and they're wanting to consciously give decisions or permissions, I mean. And so it takes some work to do that. So you're not going to be blindsided by some negative entity coming in and making your body their new house. That's not going to happen. It's just not. And so hopefully this kind of addressed a lot of fear, worries, or concerns. And the one girl who said it, now if I remember correctly, in the Higher Purpose Learning group, said she had heard about it in a ghost hunting type scenario. Now, the next class, and my point being, don't, even if you're ghost hunting, don't worry about it. But my next class I'm going to get into, I'm getting ready to open my psychic ability learning class soon. Again, it'll only be open for 10 days. In my next class, we're going to get into spirit communication, and that won't be open for a few months. But when we get into that, I am going to talk more about spirits and different things, because the way that people are afraid that a spirit or an entity is going to merge with you, or, you know, cause havoc in your life or come through you, is the way that they shouldn't even be afraid. Like, that is very far-fetched. However, that doesn't mean that even if you're having a bad day, or, and this is going to get into a little bit more advanced stuff, that they cannot put thoughts into your head, even if they're lower vibration entities, and be like, you're not. So what happens, I'm going to give you an example, because I don't want to freak you out or anything, because there's nothing you can do about this. This basically happens with everybody. The only thing you can do is be more aware. Most people think that all their thoughts that are coming through their head are their own thoughts. The funny thing is, I'd say 70% of thoughts that come through your head is spirit communication from outside entities or other spirits trying to relay messages through your spirit guide, loved ones. They're trying to guide you. They're trying to help you. So let's even go on the low scale and say it's a 50-50 thing. 50% of them are your thoughts, and 50% of them are somebody else's thoughts. Or like there's something they're trying to transmit through you. And that doesn't mean they're merging with your body. They're just giving you information, communicating with you via blocks of thought. That's what that means. So you don't have to give permission for them to communicate with you via blocks of thought, okay? And when that happens, one of the ways that you can tell, because I'm sure that'll be your next question, was, well, how do I know if that's happening? Again, I go over this in a lot of my classes. But if you can tell by, if your own thoughts are followed by a train of thoughts, if you're having some type of spirit communication, whether it's positive or not so positive, they tend to just start popping into your head, and they tend to repeat themselves, like become repetitive. So for instance, if you're driving down the road and you see somebody with a bag of groceries, and then you think, oh yeah, I need to stop and get some snacks at the grocery store for my kid's soccer game, and then I need to make sure I throw laundry in, see, because to make sure they have a clean soccer uniform, that's a train of thoughts, right? If you are just driving down the road and out of nowhere, you're like, oh, I should stop at this Safeway right here. I know that there's something I probably need there. That is not a train of thoughts. That is something getting your attention and saying, hey, stop here for a minute. That may mean you may run into somebody that you are supposed to. It may mean you're avoiding traffic, or you're avoiding some situation down the road. And so they're kind of curtailing your time and your route a little bit. That's another way that they communicate with you. So the other thing that people, if you're nervous about, like, negative entities and things of that nature, one of the things that I do see a lot is negative entities causing havoc in people's lives by communicating with them and explaining to them that they're worthless, that things aren't going to work out for them, that, you know, well, this they instill a lot of fear. So if you find that you're having a repetitive, depressing type thought process or something that's making you feel really crappy and it's just looping in your head like, oh, this isn't going to work out and that's not going to be good and this is not going to happen. A lot of people think that it's their own train of thoughts, but it's not. That would be a lower entity taking opportunity at a weak time in your life. So if you have some type of event that's making you feel a little bit crappy, an entity will definitely take advantage of that and start popping in really crappy things to go along in your thought process about how things aren't going to work out, you're basically worthless, nothing is good ever happens, yada, yada, yada. They will start doing this. Why? Why do they do this? They do this to lower your vibration. I know you guys have heard me talk about this before, but it's always light versus dark. High vibrations versus low vibrations. Star Wars is the best example of that I can ever think of. I know I've talked to you guys about that before, but it's constant battle between light and dark entities and vibrations and the light side versus the dark side. And they use any opportunity, the dark side will, to try to come in and make you lower your vibration. The more that people lower their vibrations, the more that they can feel like that they can manipulate people through, you know, communication and blocks of thought if their vibration is lower. So they will definitely want to catch you at those times and start feeding you a bunch of junk and make you feel bad so that your vibration lowers. Any time that you're feeling very happy and good, your vibration is very high. When you're feeling depressed or sad or upset, your vibration is low. So their main goal would be to constantly try to pull you from the happy place into the I'm sad, upset, worried, or fearful place. That is their job. They want to constantly have you in that space energetically. That brings your vibration down to a lower state. And once that they do that, their job, they feel, is done, because they want everybody or the majority of spirits to be lower vibrating because that makes them more powerful. It makes the scale uneven. That's not been the case for hundreds and hundreds and thousands, well, not hundreds of thousands, but hundreds and thousands of years, the higher vibrations are majority, the lower vibrations are minority. And so they want to take opportunity to try to even the field. So a good way to know if that is happening is if you're uncharacteristically or even characteristically constantly beating yourself up or feeling upset or being too pessimistic and just feeling irritated and edgy. If that happens, I would suggest doing some type of clearing or an angel meditation and asking your space or your being around yourself, your energy around you, to be cleared of any negative energy and only allow high vibration entities in or to have contact with you. And again, I do cover a lot of that stuff in my classes. So if you're interested in learning more, there's the classes and I do cover a lot of those. I even give an angel meditation specifically for clearing that I love and I use myself all the time. So it happens to everybody. It even happens to me. I can catch myself, but everyone's just so used to it anymore. They think it's just a pessimistic way of living and their behavior. So if I find myself being more moody than usual and I find that I'm being a little bit kind of cranky in my head about things, I know that somebody is taking the opportunity to try to lower my vibration. I do a clearing, clear it out. I start specifically consciously making an effort to see the positive in everything or to start finding some joy or something that makes me have fun or laugh or something consciously I will search for to raise my vibration into that happy place when that happens. So hopefully that was helpful and you guys aren't running around and being worried about anything coming into your bedroom and jumping into your body and, you know, making camp or anything. And that's so funny. It's funny that people think that, but I know that they do, and I know it's a real fear of people, but believe me, if that was going to happen, it would have probably happened to a lot of people I know a long time ago who have the ability to do that. But don't be afraid. It's not something you should fear at all whatsoever. Just remember the magnet thing. You are a repeller of negative energy, and that's the way that that's going to work. However, it doesn't mean they cannot still communicate with you via your thought process. So that being said, I am getting ready to sign off for today. I want to remind you guys that if you would like more information or would blog posting or higher purpose learning information, social media stuff, you want to go to my keystothespiritworld.com. I will be promoting my classes pretty soon if you're interested in that. And there will be a place for you to get on my newsletter soon on the Keys to the Spirit World. If not, you can go ahead and email me to get on my newsletter at jennifer@keystothespiritworld.com. Ask to be added to my email list. There's some very cool stuff coming out when we relaunch my new website that you're going to love. You're going to be so super excited about, like, some free stuff. And I've been working hard on that for you guys. So until next time, don't worry about it. Stay positive. Keep your vibration high and develop wonderfully and enjoy your spiritual journey. Okay? We will see you soon. Aloha.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.